Back everybody. Now we're just going to discuss the fabric controller. So fabric controller is a significant part of Microsoft AU architecture. What is that? For that I need to draw a diagram which would illustrate and help you learn more about fabric controller. For that I will simply just go here and pop up my paint.net. So you can download it free. And sorry for this. And there you go. So, number one is that we all know that we have a physical machine there. So let's start from the physical machine. Physical machine. And then we would just have some verticals here. And for that I would need some kind of these kind of rectangles. So this is the first vertical of ours, this might be the second one, and this is the third one. Okay, so the next thing we're gonna do is that we're needing more more shapes. So for example I would use an ellipse, and there you go. And then we'd have to draw an ellipse here as well. And then we'd be requiring an ellipse here. Sorry for this, but consider it as a vertical as well. So next I would just simply be needing a square. And we'll draw it here. And there you go. Then I would simply go back to the text. Just make it a bit smaller. And so now, this is a physical machine. Now, what you need to know is that there is, I would say, hypervisor, which is actually optimized for Microsoft AU. So if I just say that it is hypervisor optimized for Microsoft Azure, so that would be quite right. And there you go. So it is a physical machine and is running on a hypervisor which is optimized for Microsoft Azure. So now what I would be having is that this is the root partition, and here I have a fabric agent. I would discuss all of the stuff, but for now I would just have to draw the diagram. And here I would just tell you guys that it is a guest operating system which we call is a virtual machine. So here you have a root partition, here you have a fabric agent, and now what we do is that this is, I would say, compute role, and after that here is a guest agent. After we have a guest agent here, we also have a guest agent here, and then compute role. And basically, I would say this is a guest operating system, which is also, you can say, might be VM running here. And where would you like to put it in this? There you go. So when thinking about the components or the services provided by Microsoft Azure, we wonder how all it works. And what is happening in the cloud? It seems very complex from our end. So this is basically the physical architecture of these services to have a better understanding of the fabric controller. So I would simply say that here we would just grab a pencil and we would just make it red. So these two guys are communicating with each other, that is compute role and the guest agent. Meanwhile, this get agent is communicating with the fabric agent, and this guest agent is also communicating with this fabric agent. And whereas this fabric agent is communicating with the fabric controller here, and here I'm having root partition, and just like compute role is communicating with the guest agent here, same goes for this, and this computer role is communicating with the guest agent. So inside the data center, there are many machines and several aggregated by switch. So we can say that a fabric controller is brain of your service that analyzes processes and make decisions. So fabrics are, I would say, the group of machines in Microsoft data center which are aggregated by a switch. The group of these machines is called a cluster. So whenever you just are told about cluster, so you'd be having an idea that fabric are a group of machines in Microsoft data center which are aggregated by a switch, whereas the group of these machines here is called a cluster. So each of the cluster is managed and owned by a fabric controller. There you go. I can simply just type in here a fabric controller. So we are having a lot of things, just like load balancers, switches, and each machine has a fabric agent running inside it, just like you are able to see. Fabric agent, this is the guest agent, and this is also guest agent. So you have a fabric agent running here. So when selecting a virtual machine offering by Microsoft Azure service, there are a lot of options. For example, 768 MB with a single core and with 20 GB of instance, or maybe as large as maybe 14 gigs of RAM, 8 core CPU, and 2040 gigs of hard disk. So when a user choose one of the virtual machine, the operating system, basically patch update and software updates, are performed by the fabric controller here. It decides where the new application should run when, and I would say where maybe which is the one of the most important function of the fabric controller, that it tells that where the application should run and where it should deploy all of the stuff there. So this is how I would say the complete fabric controller works, and this is, I would say, the brain of cloud computing nowadays. And if I would say this is brain of Microsoft Azure cloud computing of the data centers there, so it won't be wrong. So I hope you get a bit of idea about the fabric controller, and just for you guys who are watching here, I would ask you guys to post the questions if you are having any. And if you want to learn more about this, ask me the question and I'll be answering you. So thank you for this tutorial as well, and in the next video we'll discuss something more about Microsoft Azure, and later on we will just move to the hands-on sessions as well.